from KQED.
And now to non-cockamamie legacies, these in the arts. 14 communities around California received a special state designation to help raise awareness of their artistic and cultural significance. KQED senior arts editor Chloe Veltman has more.
The Eureka Cultural Arts District in the far north of the state and Oceanside Cultural District way down south near San Diego are among the communities the State Arts Council selected to pilot its new Cultural Districts initiative. Oceanside is home to a surf museum, a historic pier, and tattoo artists. Librarian CJ Demento is one of the main forces behind Oceanside's successful bid.
And through this cultural district designation, we believe that economic development will occur, the diversity of Oceanside will retain, and the arts and cultural organizations will sustain.
Like the other districts chosen for the pilot, Oceanside will receive technical, administrative, and marketing assistance from the California Arts Council, as well as $10,000 in stipends. The California Assembly signed the Cultural Districts Initiative into law in 2015. For Soma Pilipinas, San Francisco's Filipino Cultural Heritage District, the designation is as much about combating the effects of gentrification as it is about highlighting the neighborhood's cultural significance. Here's Soma Pilipinas project manager Raquel Redondidas.
It's really a strategy for community stabilization and developing strategies around economic equity.
California is the 14th U.S. state to adopt a cultural district initiative. The Arts Council expects to open the next round of applications in 2019. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Velvet.